Who is she?
Who?
Her, the new girl.
Oh, I think her name is Rachel, something like that.
What is she doing here?
I think today is her first day. She's in my first period physics class.
Why is she starting now? I mean, you think she'd start on the first day like everyone else.
What's with all the questions?
I'm curious.
If you're so curious, go ask her.
I have better things to do with my time.
Really?
Really.
How was your French test?
I don't think I did very well. I mean, I know how to conjugate the verbs and everything, but Madame Patmore gave us a 3-page letter to translate for a pop quiz. I barely finished before class ended.
Do you think you failed?
I hope not. My father wouldn't be very understanding. He thinks I don't live up to my full potential in French class.
Do you?
Maybe. Anyway, Madame Patmore hates me with a passion. She always has.
She hates everyone. I think the only reason she started at Great Hills Prep was to make our lives miserable. I'm glad I finished French class last year. Hey, if you need me to tutor you...
Thanks, Ian. I just wish I could drop her class, but she is the only teacher for AP French.
Where's Rich? I thought he was meeting us for lunch.
He's too good to eat this high-end crap. No, he went home to get his AP Calc book. Wait, how was your date with Frank last night?
It wasn't a date.
Dinner and a movie. It's totally a date. You've been dating for 3 weeks.
Frank and I are just seeing each other.
Really?
Yeah, he's nice.
He's so cute.
He even pays for stuff.
He should. His family owns half a Lake Forest.
You know that doesn't matter to me.
I know, but he's nice. Everyone likes him. If you want my opinion, you should commit to dating him.
I guess. Sylvia, I need to tell you something, and you have to swear not to tell anyone.
What? You're not preggers, are you?
Ha, funny. Now I'm not gonna tell you.
Oh, come on. I was joking. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Actually, it's quite good.
What? Are you gonna make things with Frank official?
After my date with Frank, I got a call from Seth. What? Don't be like that.
I'm sorry, but you know he's not one of my favorite people. Ian, even Rich thinks he sucks.
But you guys know how I feel about him.
What did he say?
We just talked for an hour or so. It was nice. It was kind of like we were dating before he moved to Manhattan.
So what does this mean? I mean, it's all very mysterious that he called you after being MIA all summer.
Well...
What? Ian, did something else happen? Ian!
There's something I didn't tell you.
What? Come on, Ian. Don't tease me. Is there something else going on between you and Seth?
Where the hell are my keys? Got them.
Rich! What a surprise.
Aunt Diane, what are you doing here?
I could ask you the same thing. Why aren't you at school?
I have lunch right now, and I forgot my calculus book. Excuse me.
Oh, Rich, do you have a moment?
Not really. I don't want to be late.
Please. There's something I want to discuss with you.
What?
I'm aware that today is something of a stressful day for you. Considering, I could call the headmaster and have you excused from school for the rest of the day.
No. I want to go back. Actually, it's kind of helping me keep my mind off... Well, anyway, I should go.
Have you heard from your father?
Not yet. I guess he's on the plane.
I thought they would be home by now.
They should be back soon, I guess. Anyway, I have to go.
Rich!
Aunt Diane, what do you want me to say? I don't want to talk about it.
Your mother is coming home today. You must be thrilled.
My mother is getting out of rehab today. It's not like she's coming back from Paris. What's there to be thrilled about?
I know this must be hard.
I don't want to talk about it. I really don't.
Rich, I know you're anxious, but not talking about Amy's return won't make it any easier. She's been in rehab for the entire summer. You must miss her.
Guess what? I don't.
Rich!
Aunt Diane, please don't lecture me. My mother is coming back from her second trip to rehab. What am I supposed to think about that? Huh? You know everyone's talking about it.
They don't know what's really going on.
Look, I'm going to be late. Can I go now?
If that's what you want. But keeping all of this bottled inside will help no one. I haven't heard you talk about your mother all summer.
There's a reason for that. Anyway, why do you care? You've never liked her.
That's not true.
Really? I can't even count the number of times you've called her poor trailer trash.
Your mother and I haven't always seen eye to eye on most things. But just because I haven't been her biggest fan all of these years doesn't mean that I would want her, or anyone for that matter, to go through what she's been through over the last few years.
You know what? There's a part of me that wishes I could have my mother back the way she used to be before she started drinking. I would kill for my family to be like it used to be.
Now that Amy is sober, that can happen, Rich.
Do you want to bet on that?
Rich.
Aunt Diane, I don't even know what a normal family is like. My mom's been at the bottom of a bottle or in rehab for the past 8 years. My dad is never around, and my little brother has been at boarding school for most of his life. Now tell me if any of that is normal.
I wish I could, but
There's nothing anyone can do. It's just the way it is. Right? I have to get back to school.
So what's going on, Ian?
Remember when I visited Jesse in Boston last weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see Jesse in Boston. That's what I told my parents.
What did you do?
I flew into Boston, but...
Did you see Seth in New York?
Yeah.
Ian!
What? I had to see him. Jesse covered for me, and he said he wouldn't tell our parents. I had to see him, Sylvia.
Had to?
You know what I mean.
Really?
Don't be like that.
Like what? I'm looking out for you.
I miss him. We've spent the whole summer apart. When he suggested it, I don't know. It felt right.
Even after everything Seth's done to you, you know how your mom feels about him. She'll kill you when she finds out what you did.
Look, I know that, okay? I know it was stupid and risky, but I just had to see him. When I told him I'd be in Boston
Wait,
to see...
Wait, you're talking to him again?
Yeah.
Since when?
2 weeks.
Ian!
Anyway, he suggested that I come down to Manhattan to spend some time with him. So I did.
How was it? I mean, the risky, nonsensical trip to New York.
Great. It was just like old times. We went to the Frick, had dinner downtown, held hands in Central Park. It was almost like time stood still and nothing else mattered.
Except the big thing.
Stop raining on my happy memories.
What about the future? I say leave the past alone.
You say that?
I do now.
Do you know how much I miss being with him?
Ian, was it really worth the risk?
Please don't lecture me.
I know. I know how you feel about Seth, and I know what you had, but maybe you should think about moving on with Frank. Remember, you and Seth broke up for a reason.
What does that mean?
What's the point of all this sneaking around if there's no future with him?
Who says there's no future? There could be.
Really? How? The distance alone works against you.
I'm aware of that. He's in Manhattan, and I'm stuck in Bedford Hills. Can't wait to get the hell out of here.
When will you hear from Brown about your swimming scholarship?
In a month or so, but the sooner the better.
So, if you get into Brown, then what does that mean for you and Seth?
I don't know.
Maybe you should know. Before things go any further, would it hurt?
It's just... After last weekend, I really want him back.
Really?
I do.
Even after he cheated on you. Ian. Rich, you came back.
Sylvia, hey. Oh, you saved me.
From what?
Trying to study for my AP Calc exam tomorrow. So far, I haven't even finished the practice exam. Oh, my life sucks.
You'll do fine.
Math has never been my best subject. Wish I could pay someone to take it for me.
I would, but I don't think Mrs. Fulton would ever mistake a beautiful black American princess with a brooding rugged wasp.
Too bad. Did I miss anything at lunch?
Not really. Ian's having man trouble again.
Again?
Yep. Rich, if you're having trouble in calc, I can tutor you.
Thanks, but I hope it doesn't come to that. I know I should be able to get this, but for some reason it's not clicking this year.
Maybe it's stress. I read stress can make people do crazy things.
Maybe. but I don't think my dad will be thrilled if I fail calc. I mean, the semester has just begun. I can't start failing exams now.
Well, I got an A in IP calculus last year. If you need help, just ask.
Thanks, but I should be able to handle it.
Rich, did you see Dennis Finley in study hall?
Dennis? Yeah, he was there.
Really?
Yeah, he was reading Shakespeare.
He's such an intellectual.
Yeah, why do you care?
I don't. I mean, he's a good guy, right?
Sure. Look, I don't think I can get through the rest of the day.
Because of...
Yeah, the thing everyone wants to talk about but me. I should have just stayed home. Hey, why don't we cut and go to the country club? I'll even let you beat me at tennis.
First of all, I always beat you at tennis. And second of all, I can't.
Why not?
I'm supposed to be here. If I run into my dad or my grandmother at the country club when I'm supposed to be at school, they will kill me.
Yeah. Well, at least you have parents who care about you.
Your parents love you.
Do they? Can I ask you something? How do you deal with your mother being in Europe? I mean, I know she has her research work out there, but don't you ever want her to come home?
It's something you get used to. But your mother will be home today, so you don't have to worry about that, right?
I guess. I have to get out of here. Are you sure you don't want to come with me? We can go to downtown Chicago and go shopping. Something. What do you say?
Rich, I can't. And I think you should stay here, too.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Look, I have to go.
Rich! Rich! What the hell's really going on with you?
I will. No, I'm so happy to hear that. I really am. Yes, I'll be sure to tell him.
Melissa!
1 second. In the living room. Okay. I can't wait. I love you too. Bye.
I'm surprised you're home in the middle of the day. Why aren't you at work?
Oh, Jacob is coming back to town today.
I didn't know he'd left.
I told you he was leaving yesterday.
Oh.
Don't you remember? He went to Malibu yesterday to get Amy from rehab.
Rehab? Again? Thought she already did that.
Ben.
What?
You know she started drinking again earlier this year. Don't you remember when she went on that 2-week bender and embarrassed herself in front of the whole town at the Livingstons' Memorial Day party?
Vaguely. The goings-ons of the Livingstons have never interested me.
After the Memorial Day incident, Jacob sent her to a rehabilitation facility in Malibu. She's supposed to come home today.
It's nice that Jacob has the money for his wife to dry out whenever she can't handle life or put down a wine glass.
Well, that's not fair, Ben.
I'm not going to bow to the Livingstons, Alyssa. I don't work for them.
That was uncalled for. Jacob is a wonderful boss. He let me work from home today because he's out of town. I know. Why don't we go into town and have lunch?
I can't.
Please, Ben.
Alyssa, I have a stack of papers to grade before my next class tonight.
Surely they can wait.
They can't.
Oh, I forgot. When the academic year starts at Chicago University, I cease to exist.
I'm not going to listen to this. You're being unreasonable.
It's true. Is this what our life has become? Petty fights about nothing at all? Seems to me, it has seemed for a long time, that our lives have been bland with a bit of day-to-day mundane conversations thrown in for good measure. I can't even remember the last time we went on vacation. God, I haven't seen Paris or New York in 10-15 years.
Are you finished? Nothing I ever do is good enough for you. Look, I'm working as hard as I can for this family, and I get nothing but criticism from you in return.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. You can't see it. I'm doing the best I can with what we have, Alyssa. Look, I have to grade these papers. I can't fritter away the afternoon lunching in town. Do you want me to make you a sandwich or something?
No. I wouldn't want to put you out.
Fine. Who was on the phone when I came in?
Doesn't matter.
Alyssa?
I know you're busy. Heaven forbid I should take up any of your precious time.
Who was it?
It was Jesse. He had something very, very important to tell us.
Thank you for lunch, Lottie. I'll see you soon. God, that woman could talk. Rich, what are you doing here?
Is that Mrs. Sampson?
Yes. Lottie and I were discussing the Bedford Hills Fine Art Museum's luncheon next week.
I like her new nose.
Oh, I think she thinks we're all fooled by it. Now, why aren't you in school? You said you were going.
I went. I couldn't concentrate, so I signed myself out for the day.
Well, if your father finds out...
What'll he do? I can't undo it, can I? Besides, I needed to clear my head.
I know you're anxious about your mother's return. But I have faith that Amy will be fine, Rich.
That's what they said when she came back from rehab the first time. And guess what? She started drinking again. She was hiding booze bottles in the plants, the grand piano, inside the toilet tanks, and inside Grandma Livingston's urn. She couldn't quit before, so why should any of us expect that she'll be reformed this time?
Because she wants to get better.
Did she tell you that?
Rich.
No, Aunt Diane, I know my mother. I've had a front row seat to all her nonsense for as long as I can remember. At least Chris has been away at boarding school and he hasn't had to deal with it. No, my dad's at the end of his rope, too.
Did Jacob say that?
Not in so many words, but I can see it on his face.
Rich, I know you're frustrated with Amy, but you have to try and believe that she'll be okay this time.
Why?
Alcoholism is a disease, and it afflicts her. She didn't choose this, but we all have to help her stay sober.
She fell off the wagon all by herself, Aunt Diane.
Try to be compassionate.
Why? She's missed out most of my life and all of Chris's because she chose the bottle over her children. Crap. It's my dad. I shouldn't have come here. I have to go.
Oh, Amy. Look what you've done.
Diane, was that Rich?
Jacob. Yes, it was him. But don't scream at him for cutting class. He's on edge. We all are.
I know. Where's the bloody waiter? I need a drink.
Jacob, where's Amy? Why isn't she with you?
Hey, what took you so long? I've been waiting here for 5 very tedious minutes.
Sorry, my locker was jammed, so I had to get the head janitor to open it up for me.
Are you ready?
I think so.
That new girl's in my AP history class.
Did you introduce yourself?
No, she sits behind me.
So?
What am I supposed to do, turn around and make a fool out of myself? Anyway, she didn't say anything the entire time. Maybe she's a mute.
Sylvia.
I'm kidding. I wonder what her story is. I mean, who starts a new school during their senior year anyway?
Maybe she just moved here and this was the soonest she could start. I don't know.
Well, she should have said something in history class.
Like what?
Where she's from, her name, something.
Maybe she's lonely and she needs a friend. Who knows?
I guess. Hey, was Rich in your gym class?
Nope.
Then I guess he really did bail.
Why did he do that?
He's dealing with a lot of stuff. I think his mom's coming back from rehab today.
Mrs. Livingston's coming back today?
Yep.
I totally forgot. No wonder he's cutting class.
I know.
No one has seen Mrs. Livingston since she fell into the pool during their Memorial Day pool party. Rich said that his dad was furious and he dragged her to rehab in the middle of the night.
Where did she go?
My mom said she's at a center in Malibu. Rich is being cagey about the whole thing.
Can you blame him?
I guess not.
I feel bad for Rich. He can be an ass sometimes, but he doesn't deserve this at the beginning of his senior year.
I know.
You know what? Between us, I think Mrs. Livingston creates a lot of her own drama.
Sylvia!
But it's true!
You're being harsh.
Am I? You know, no one told her to get drunk and fall into a pool. And let's not forget, this isn't her first trip to rehab.
Don't let Rich hear you say that.
It's true!
Still! I hope Rich doesn't start skipping classes and then fail senior year. That would suck.
Yeah, but I'm sure his dad would pay the school to make sure he graduated on time.
Like your dad wouldn't?
This isn't about me. Do you want to head to the coffee house or meet for dinner?
I can't.
Why not?
You don't want to know.
Is this about Seth?
We're supposed to video chat online tonight.
Ian, cancel!
And I have a ton of AP Calculus, AP Physics, and Latin homework to do.
So you're not mad at me?
No.
Look, I'm sorry for what I said earlier, you know, mentioning what Seth did.
You're forgiven. Can we not get into what Seth did again?
But he hurt you.
I know, Sylvia. Maybe I've forgiven him.
Even after he cheated on you? With a woman? And a homely one to boot.
Your point?
What's to say he won't do it again?
Sylvia, I know you're looking out for me, but I don't see the point of dwelling on the past. Yes, Seth cheated on me, and it almost destroyed me. I don't know how I'll ever thank you and Rich for sticking by me last summer when Seth left for New York after everything came out. But I spent time with Seth last weekend, and he's changed. He's not the same person he was before he left. I mean, are any of us the same people we were last summer?
I guess you have a point.
I just want a chance at happiness. And if it's with Seth, is that such a bad thing?
Maybe it is a bad thing with Seth.
I'm not doing this right now.
Ian, please, listen to me!
Why? I don't need a lecture from you.
Look, maybe people do change. Maybe you have more faith in humanity than I do. But can you trust Seth? You and Frank Shulman make a cute couple. What about giving him a real chance? I know he lives in Lake Forest, but you two seem like you could be happy together.
Frank's nice, but I love Seth. I always have. I can't just turn that off, can I?
I just don't want you to get hurt again.
I know what I'm doing, and I'll be okay. I promise.
Anything for you, Dick. Sure. Yeah, it's no problem. Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye, Ben.
Where are you going?
Out. I'm surprised you noticed.
Stop acting like a child.
I resent that. I have errands to run. I don't have the patience to wait around for you to take notice of me.
I had to take that call.
Dick Herbert could have left a message.
He's too important.
And I'm not. That man uses his seniority over you all the time.
Get over it, Alyssa. It was for work. I had to talk to him. I'm not going to apologize for it.
And why would you? No one else matters but you.
I want you to stop this. Now.
Stop what? I'm not one of your students who's in awe of you.
You are out of line.
God, I don't care. Ben, I have to go.
Why don't you tell me why Jesse called?
Does it matter? You're not even interested.
Are you going to be like this all day?
Are you?
How about we call a friendly ceasefire, Alyssa?
Why? Because you say so, Ben? You told me that we couldn't go into town for lunch. But you certainly had 25 minutes to waste on the phone, laughing and giggling with that creep, Dick Herbert. How's that fair?
Professor Herbert asked me to cover his introduction to physics class.
Doesn't he have a teaching assistant?
Yes, but it doesn't matter.
Why didn't he call his TA? He takes advantage of you, Ben.
Will you stop? Dick's on the tenure committee.
Oh, Ben, I didn't mean...
Of course you didn't. You never mean anything when it puts you in a bad light. Seems like I can't do anything right anymore.
That's not true.
It certainly feels that way, Alyssa. You're always judging me and finding every single one of my faults. It's as if you want me to be a god all the time, and if I'm not, then woe to me.
Ben, it's not true. I'm sorry. I've just had a lot of things on my mind.
And you think I don't? I have a full teaching schedule, labs, bills to pay, Ian's college tuition to think about, taxes.
I pay half those bills.
But I have other things on my mind. Sometimes...
What?
You can be so selfish.
You don't have to be cruel.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if I've been too critical of you.
Why are you being like this, Alyssa?
I don't know.
Something bothering you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that our life has been still for a long time. The children don't need me anymore. Jesse has a life and career in Boston, and Wendy has hers in Houston. Ian's more independent than I ever was at his age, and he certainly doesn't need me. And now that the university is back in session, you're teaching and lecturing and covering for Dick Herbert. So you have no time for me. No one does.
It's not true.
It feels that way.
Look, I know things are tense sometimes, but I do love you, Alyssa.
I know. Sometimes it doesn't seem that way.
Then promise to tell me, all right? If I start acting like a jerk, let me know. Agreed?
I will.
And I will make more of an effort to spend time with you. I promise.
I think I can work with that, Ben.
Good. Hey, you never told me what Jesse had to say.
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
Mom? Dad?
In here, Ian.
Why are you guys home in the middle of the day?
I'm working from home, and your father is on his way out. How was school?
Long. Rich cut today.
Really? Why?
I don't know, but you can't tell his dad.
I won't. Do you think it has anything to do with Amy?
I guess. I heard she's getting out of rehab today.
Jacob should be back from Malibu soon.
I guess that's why he cut. When Mrs. Livingston went AWOL after Memorial Day, Rich cut for a week. They almost held him back, but Mr. Livingston intervened.
Jacob worries about Rich. Between us, he's been very stressed over Amy's second trip to rehab.
She'll be okay, right?
Oh, I hope so. That family's been through so much.
Ian, my boy.
Hey, Dad.
What are you two talking about?
Mrs. Livingston's impending return.
Why?
Rich is cutting class.
I'm sure Jacob will throw money at the problem to fix it. Isn't that what he's doing with Amy?
She has a drinking problem.
She's an alcoholic.
Dad.
It's true, Ian. Oh, Ian, Frank called a few minutes ago. He said to call him on his cell.
Oh. Okay.
How are things with him?
Good. Okay, I guess.
Well, I suppose that's good. Maybe he knows some nice girls.
Mom. Dad.
Alyssa. That's out of line.
What did I say?
You know what you said.
I date guys, Mom. You know that. Hell, the whole world knows that. It won't change. Ever.
It could. There are a lot of bi people out there, right?
I'm not having this conversation. I have to pee.
You were out of order, Alyssa.
I didn't mean anything by it.
He's out. Deal with it. We all know you hated Seth, but they're over. Frank is perfectly nice. You know that.
You had trouble coming to terms with Ian coming out, so don't turn it against me.
Yes, but I got over it because I love him.
Well, maybe I'm not as perfect as you.
Knock it off.
I have a bunch of homework to do.
Ian, I'm sorry. I am.
Okay. I'll be in my room.
Wait. I might as well tell you both.
What? Dad, what's going on?
I have no clue.
Jesse called earlier today with something very important to tell me.
What? He did? What did he say?
He told me all about your trip to Boston.
He did?
Yes. But he had something else to share with me.
What?
Jesse's engaged.
Oh, good. Good for Jesse.
That's all he had to say?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful, Ben? There's so much to do. He said it just happened last night, and they're coming to Bedford Hills in 3 weeks. Oh, I can't believe Jesse's getting married. He said he'll send us pictures of the ring he bought Emily.
Is that necessary?
Of course. Oh, Ben, don't be a grump.
I'm not.
Oh, I have to go now. But this is really the best news, isn't it?
Wow. Jesse's getting married, huh? Good for him.
Yeah.
Emily's nice. You'll like her.
I will.
She keeps Jesse in line. Are you okay, Dad?
What?
Are you okay?
Yes, Ian.
You don't look okay.
I'm old.
Dad.
Ian, I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
Well, I am. Look, I have to get back to the university, and traffic will be a nightmare. Bye, son.
Wow. That was close. Maybe Sylvia's right. But Seth's worth it. I know he is.
I want another whiskey. Where's the damn waiter?
Jacob, I can't believe that happened.
It did. It did, Diane.
I know Amy can be impetuous on her best days, but this?
Why do you find it so hard to believe?
Well...
You know Amy.
I know. However...
Where's the damn waiter?
Haven't you had enough?
I'm just getting started. I felt like a fool sitting in first class by myself, that damn empty seat mocking me. Me, damn it. You know what they did? The airline finally released Amy's seat to some fool from coach. It was horrendous.
Was she... Do you think she's drinking again?
No.
I can't believe she actually refused to come home.
Why? We were at Burbank Airport and things seemed fine, but she refused to get on the airplane with me.
Why?
Don't ask stupid questions. Amy checked herself out of rehab this morning. She was waiting for me when I picked her up. Things were great. They seemed great. Where's the waiter? But when we got to the airport... She said she wouldn't come home.
This doesn't make any sense.
I'll bet it does.
How?
She's making a fool out of me. It's a pure power play.
Well, that's cynical, even for you.
Oh, screw you, Diane. You loathe her.
She's never given me or anyone else a reason to like her. Amy can be difficult. As much as I disapprove of her and her low-class ways, she's your wife and the mother of my nephews.
Saying that doesn't make you a good person.
I can't for the life of me figure out why you put up with her. 2 trips to rehab in almost 2 years. Jacob, aren't you tired?
What do you think?
Don't snap at me.
It's easy for you to judge, but I have 2 children to think about. I can't give up on Amy no matter how much I want to. If I did, it would be like telling my sons their mother isn't worth saving.
Well, is she?
You're out of line.
And you're half drunk. Rich seems exhausted with her antics, aren't you?
Maybe I am, but what would you know? Your only marriage of, 2 years ended in divorce? What do you know?
I know. I've seen what Amy's behavior has done to you and Rich. How can you defend her? And don't say it's because she's the mother of your children. Jacob, aren't you tired of all this?
What do you think? I can't divorce her.
You can't.
But I've had it with her. I've had it with Amy's moods, her drinking, everything. I don't... If she ever decides to come back to town, I don't know if I can take her back.
Not even for Rich and Chris?
I don't think so. Not this time.
Then what are you going to do, Jacob? Jacob?
You've heard Affairs of the Heart, created and written by Andrew Pemberton Fowler. Today's episode was directed by J.D. Collins, with Leah Nichols as Sylvia, Danny Louie as Ian, Alex Levin as Rich, Paulette Carey as Diane, Judy Schindler as Alyssa, Bruce Spielbauer as Ben, and Walt Sloan as Jacob. Producer Andrew Pemberton Fowler. Engineer Ryan Handley. Casting and production associate Zachary Justice. Affairs of the Heart is produced and distributed by the Nassau Street Group Limited. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.